Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Light's Silent Unity Prayer Service. And we're just going to take a deep breath in, and Sarah Carr is going to begin with reading the daily word.
Seek. As I seek, I trust I will find. It's natural to want to have answers to questions and solutions to problems. It can feel frustrating to have to sit with an unresolved situation, waiting for insight and understanding. Yet, the spiritual quest that calls me to seek also calls me to make peace with uncertainty. Seeking answers, insight, and greater self-knowledge all open me up to a fuller experience of myself and of God. Patience and trust are my guides through the process. Each question is a gift, a way to let the light of truth stream into my consciousness, the way sunlight streams into a dark room. Even if I find myself in darkness, I trust with positive expectancy that as I seek, I will find myself and God anew. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be open for you."
Thank you, Sarah, for that daily word reading. I am going to, since this is Memorial Day weekend, I am going to share with you Dillard Freeman's poem, "I Am There." And so a lot of people have challenges around this time of year. Memories flood in. But we know there is just the one presence and the one power. And whenever there's sadness, or whenever there's a challenge, or whenever we feel a little stressed, we can turn within and let that still, small voice minister to us. So, in his poem, "I Am There," he begins with saying, "Do you need me?" And so we breathe in this afternoon and we breathe out and we relax listening to these words, letting them vibrate within us. Do you need me? I am there. You cannot see me yet. I am the light you see by. You cannot hear me yet. I speak through your voice. You cannot feel me yet. I am the power at work in your hands. I am at work, though you do not understand my ways. I am at work, though you do not recognize my works. I am not strange visions. I am not mysteries. Only in the absolute stillness, beyond self, can you know me as I am, and then but as a feeling and a faith. Yes, yet I am there. Yet I hear. Yet I answer. When you need me, I am there. Even if you deny me, I am there. Even when you feel most alone, I am there. Even in your fears, I am there. Even in your pain, I am there. Even in your fear and pain, I am there. When you pray, and when you do not pray, I am there. I am in you, and you are in me. Only in your mind can you feel separate from me. For only in your mind are the mist of yours and mine. Yet only in your mind can you know me and experience me. Empty your heart of empty fears. When you get yourself out of the way, I am there. You can of yourself do nothing, but I can do all. And I am in all. Though you may not see the good, good is there. For I am there. I am there because I have to be, because I am. Only in me does the world have meaning. Only out of me does the world take form. Only because of me does the world go forward. I am the law on which the movement of the stars and the growth of living cells are founded. I am the love that is the law of fulfilling. I am assurance. I am peace. I am oneness. Yes, I am there. And as we let those words resonate in and throughout and within us, out into the universe, we know the one presence, the one power that sustains and upholds all things is always with us. So we breathe in and we breathe out and we surrender to this moment right here, right now. This is our moment. This is our time. One presence, one power. And so we breathe in and we breathe out, and as we do so, we know this is our moment. This is our time. We are in the present now, living and moving and having our being in spirit. Yes, we feel that presence. We feel it moving in and throughout us. We feel it binding us together. We feel the universe moving in oneness because the presence of God is there. So breathe in, breathe out, relax into this moment right here, right now. We know God is all in all. God is infinite peace. God is infinite wisdom, infinite love, and all life. All that God is, we can realize as the truth within us. So breathing in and breathing out, relaxing into this moment, right here, right now, making that inward journey, going deep within, we come to the threshold of our being. And we step into that inner chamber, and immediately we feel the peace that passeth all understanding. And we know in this moment, right here, right now, it's okay to surrender and let go and be the spiritual beings we were created to be. And so we soak up the vibrations. We soak up all that is love, all that is good, in the quietness of this moment, right here, right now. as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we take a few moments to give thanks for the gifts we have received in the quiet. And we know as we have received, we share with the universe. If anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you would like to hold them in this power that has been generated, you may speak their names aloud or hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we let these vibrations move out, reach and touch those in foreign lands, across our borders, seeing ourselves as one with the universe. And we think about the Senate, the House of Representatives, all persons who are involved in our political processes. We place them in the midst of this energy of wisdom and peace. President of the United States, all world leaders. And for this and all things, let us affirm together the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And it is so, and so it is. Go forth and create a wonderful, wonderful week.